Ireland votes in the local, European and Limerick mayoral elections tomorrow. And across Europe this weekend, 373 million people are entitled to cast their votes to elect a total of 720 members of the European Parliament. Now, a lot has changed since the last EU Parliament election in 2019. There was the COVID pandemic, the invasion of Ukraine, and there's a lot at stake as Europe goes to the polls this weekend. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, can tell us more. And Tony, I suppose the big question in terms of this election and this Parliament that's being elected, will the centre parties that have dominated the agenda within the EU for so long, are they going to lose out to the right and far right?
Yeah, that's the big question, Anya. Now, the Dutch kick things off today. They're the first to go. And then Ireland and the Czech Republic tomorrow, Italy on Saturday. But most of the countries will vote on Sunday. And yes, you're right. The big question is, how big will that influx of far right and hard right MEPs be on Sunday when the votes are counted? What will that mean for just the shape and the political direction of the European Parliament? Now, as you mentioned, there is what they call a kind of a stabilising centre in the Parliament. That's a majority of essentially pro-European parties, the centre-right, the centre-left, the Liberals, the Greens. Will they shrink dramatically, and what will that mean for how EU policy goes forward in the next 5 years? And it's going to be a tough 5 years because, you know, Europe is still going to be pursuing its climate goals. That's going to cost money. It's going to be politically painful. Migration is still going to be a big issue. So there's a lot at stake in the elections as they unfold in the next few days.
And I suppose the big question that's already getting a lot of speculation, if there is a growth in the right and far right, could someone like Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister, or Marine Le Pen from France, who's been tipped to do well this weekend, could they come together and reshape Europe's agenda in the next 5 years? Or will the right, because it has tended to be fragmented, is that going to be the story going forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the huge focus of attention on you. So at the moment, you have seven political groups across the spectrum in the Parliament. The two big ones to look out for are Identity and Democracy. That's really the far right group. Then you have the European Conservatives and Reformists, who are, I suppose, hard right or populist right. Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister, she's expected to do very well in these elections. She's going to bring in a big delegation of her Brothers of Italy party. Now, the question is, will she turn to Marine Le Pen, who's in the Identity and Democracy group, the far right group, and perhaps even come together with some kind of a supergroup? And Marine Le Pen has been really pushing this idea of a supergroup within the European Parliament. Giorgia Meloni, however, even though her party has neo-fascist roots, she has been a very pragmatic leader of Italy. She's been very supportive of Ukraine. She's an Atlanticist, a strong NATO supporter, and she has been courted by Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President. She, of course, is in the centre-right European People's Party. So the question is, what way will she look in this new election, in this new mandate? Will she continue on that pragmatic, constructive path, perhaps even supporting Ursula von der Leyen in her effort to get a second term as Commission President? Or will she team up with Marine Le Pen and go for that much harder right grouping or block in the Parliament? But either way, you know, both those big groups are expected to return about 150 MEPs. That would be around a quarter of the European Parliament in total. And that would be, you know, quite a development in terms of the complexion of the European Parliament and how European law is then processed by the Parliament through the committees and so on.
Well, this is all stuff we'd be able to analyse in the weeks and months and indeed years to come. But you tweeted just briefly, Tony, yesterday, for people who haven't been able to make up their minds or indeed want to check where they lie on their voting spectrum. It's an interesting questionnaire from the European University Institute in Florence.
Yeah, they have an app. It's a voter advice app. So basically, there's a questionnaire of 30 questions, and depending on how you answer those questions, what your preferences are politically, it will tell you which political party in each country you're most aligned with. So you'll select Ireland at the outset, and you go through 30 questions, and then it'll calculate, you know, which party is most aligned with your views.
All right, Tony, thank you for that.